Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, everyone, and welcome once again to History Dweebs. I am Tim, and thank you for joining us today. The topic of today's podcast is Lynette Squeaky Frome. Of course, Frome was a member of the Charlie Manson family who was arrested and convicted of trying to assassinate President Gerald Ford in 1975. We're going to get into that, but before we do, thank you for joining us. And usually we do this in the show. Just want to do it at the beginning of the show this time. Check out our Facebook page if you haven't. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, we would appreciate it if you would leave us a subscribe and leave us a review. That's how people find us. And if you haven't checked out our new podcast, Dude, That's Weird, it's available on, we're on Facebook, Dude, That's Weird, and soon to be on iTunes, so check that out. I'm joined today, by the very talented Young Brittany. How are you today, Young Brittany?
I'm good, Tim. Thank you. How are you?
I am well. You went to a music festival this weekend. I saw your Facebook page.
I did. I went to Bunbury. It was a lot of fun.
Did you have a fun? What groups did you see?
I saw Katie Sperling. She does like dubstep on the violin. I'd never heard her before, and she was fantastic. So that's my new favorite obsession.
Your new fave.
Yep.
So, did you see any other acts?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg?
No, he was on Sunday.
Did you see the Avett Brothers?
I heard the Avett Brothers.
A fine North Carolina band.
Tears for Fears?
Were they there?
Yeah, they were there.
They were on, I was there on Saturday, so it's a 3-day event.
I love them.
But I don't remember them being there. But I heard a bunch of new bands that I'd never heard before, and that was a lot of fun.
I would have liked to see
but
Snoop
Dogg.
But I did
meet Old Crow Medicine Show.
Medicine Show. Did
yes.
you really know?
Oh, yeah. They were walking around getting food.
My boy loves the Old Crow Medicine Show.
That was fun.
Was y'all hopped up on the weed and
ecstasy? And
ecstasy.
The band might have been. I don't know what they are doing.
The weed.
Definitely smelled in the air.
Hey, Colonel, you want to feel old? Watch this. So, Brittany, what do you know about Woodstock?
It was a big show, and I think people were trampled there.
Ah, well, that is so close.
Yes. Am I close?
No, not
okay.
at all.
Was that the Who?
That was the Who.
She don't even remember the second Woodstock.
Yeah. So. Woodstock was a big concert in, what, 1970? 69, 70?
Yeah, 69. She don't even remember Woodstock on Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a little bird on Charlie Brown named Woodstock. Snoopy's friend, little yellow. Yeah.
Did you know that was his name?
Woodstock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was named after the musical event, Woodstock, that occurred in Woodstock, New York.
Okay.
1969. Yeah. It was a bit, it was like a, you know.
They were expecting a couple of thousand people and ended up being like, what, 500,000?
Yeah, like huge.
Oh, wow.
All
rooms.
Yeah.
It was also like
but
a
all the big acts
thing.
Of the time.
It was a huge concert.
Okay, cool.
No bathrooms.
Jimi Hendrix. It was everyone you ever known, I heard of
Hence
before.
My name, Young yeah. Brittany.
Yes, you're young. I didn't mean to put you on the spot
no,
there.
No, that's
I just
okay.
Wanted,
I learned something new every day.
I wanted a Colonel to feel old. That was the purpose of that. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, but he
Brittany.
Would have to pay attention.
Yeah,
Colonel
that's true.
Feel old every day.
So we're also joined by the incomparable Brandy. How are you today, Brandy?
I'm good, Timmy. How are you?
Fine. Was you at Woodstock?
No.
Okay. I know you were at the zoo this weekend.
I was at the zoo.
You were young with young Noah.
I was with Young Noah. It was thrilling.
And did he meet any new animal friends?
He met a ball python.
Oh, that was 14 years old. He's a big snake fan.
He was so excited about that. Yes. And we didn't feed the giraffes this time. We didn't pay the $3 for the lettuce to feed the giraffes.
Oh, that's a scam.
Did you ride the train?
It's such a scam. Of course we rode the train.
Yes, Noah loves train. Noah has to ride the train.
We had to ride the train. Although Noah's feet started hurting him so bad that we had to get out of line for the train so that we could go home.
Oh.
Because his feet were hurting him. And I thought I thought there was something actually wrong. It just turns out his feet
was tired.
Yeah, because we were traipsing all over the zoo. Yeah, he wanted me to carry him. Kill me.
What made him think he would do that?
I don't blame him.
Send him a scooter.
And we're joined, of course, as always, by the very distinguished and honorable Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Waters, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
I'm lovely today, Timmy. I'm loving it.
Do you have your new underwear on?
Why?
Well, I was going to tell you about
why. Why?
Timmy, let me tell you.
Folks
out there, men, you got to listen to this. Now, my wife, my boy, I got to give a shout out to my boy in Ireland because my boy in Ireland, he in a pub in Dublin.
Young Logan. DJ, I mean, Young Tanner.
Young Tanner. Mm-hmm. He in a pub in Dublin. He walk up to the DJ and says, play Born in the USA for me. And he played Born in the USA. And then he sends me a text and says, Dad, I'm in a pub in Dublin and I'm listening to Born in the USA and I'm dancing with Irish girls.
He was dancing a jig.
He would dance to some. Brought a tear to the old colonel's eye.
All right, Tanner. Well, have a good time there in Ireland.
So
he didn't join the IRA, did he?
He did not. We are
not
Protestants.
Yet. He just got there.
So, oh, yeah, okay. No, he just got there.
But oh, yeah, Protestants. I don't
and
think
we're Protestant.
In.
But so. Whilst this is going on, I'm shopping, mm-hmm. and I happen upon these, and men, you need to listen up close. Hanes is making a new tagless underwear. The boxer briefs.
Well, how do you know what size there are if they don't have any tags?
Well, they got the little imprint on them, like the T-shirts, tell you.
Oh, okay.
So,
you guess.
Buy
them in the men's section.
I mean, you go by your waist size, and they're like jeans, the 505. Like, I got the...
jeans.
Whatever your waist size is... And then your junk size, you go by that.
Okay.
Like 34,
what?
20.
Do they actually give you a
bra? I don't think so.
I got the kind of with an extra scooch.
It's not like
scooch.
A bra. No, you
extra
don't.
Extra scooch, yeah.
You
so
don't.
Anyway.
So they actually says at junk all. Size on them.
And it says extra scooch on it.
An extra. I just needed an extra
doesn't
scooch.
Doesn't say any of those things. He got himself some new drawers, and he's very excited about that.
They're the softest
He was
things.
Showing everyone yesterday.
It's like wearing feathers
everybody.
In your pants. Mm-hmm. It's like having feathers. It's like having 10,000 tiny blue people just massaging you while you're
well,
wearing.
What's the name of these amazing new underwear?
Hanes underwear.
Oh,
Hanes.
Yeah. So he's
Hanes tagless ultra boxer briefs.
He's okay. Got angels in his underwear.
I got angels in my underwear.
And no one's paying you to say this. This is just because you're satisfied with
this. This is so
product.
Good.
They're not angels. They're crabs.
I am not.
He's got some crabs
in
his underwear.
They're not angels.
I'm not a spokesman for Hanes, but these are the best. Now, I gotta give a shout-out to a couple people. Scott, because he out campaigning while I'm here.
Sure. Scott, our friend of the show, who done an excellent job on...
And
Dottie.
On Custard.
All right.
Custard podcast.
We got the lovely, lovely Dottie Scott. We got to give a shout-out to every single week, because she's just that lovely.
Thank you. She's she appreciates it. I know.
And I
like you guys for some reason. She don't care much for me, but she likes you guys.
Yeah. Well, I did
pretty likable.
You kind of the grumpy, cantankerous.
Yeah. Got a point.
And Scott, I got to tell you that two things happened to me mm-hmm. on the campaign trail. Number one, Bernie Sanders. He's saying to me, you know, dump this Scott guy, run with me.
So he's trying to get you to dump your running mate, Scott.
Because he's saying, how could we lose if the ticket says Colonel Sanders?
He's got a point, but that means he would have to be your running mate.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to be his bitch or nothing. No, he's going to be second.
Do you ever run out of talking?
And
he doesn't. He doesn't seem to.
So, and then I run into Rick Perry. Have you seen Rick Perry lately?
I saw him on a motorcycle.
Dude, he looks like 50 miles of bad road.
He got glasses now, and he comes up to me, and I'm like, what's the deal with the glasses? He's like... You think they made me look smarter? I was like, you know what would make you look smarter, Rick? Don't talk. Just don't talk. Because every time you open your mouth, you say something stupid. And as for your little prayer conference down there in Texas to stop the rain, just grab a damn umbrella and go inside.
Well, of course, him and Scott Walker was at the motorcycle rally there in Iowa this weekend. Were you there? I didn't see
you. I was not there. You know why? Scott Walker should not be on a motorcycle. I'll tell you, I got three nieces, Tim. Everyone could whip Scott Walker's ass. I don't know what he thinks getting on a motorcycle make him tough, make him whatever. But young Brittany over there slapped the piss out of Scott Walker.
So you heard it from the Colonel. The Colonel is running both on a Democratic and Republican in the Republican and Democratic primaries.
I'm a Demo-Publican.
Demo-Publican.
You're a Dem-Publican. Yes.
Or a Republican.
We want to give a shout-out to Tim. And I'm sorry, I don't know Tim's last name, but Tim gave us a comment on our lip sync podcast, a couple podcasts back, comments on our lip sync page. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. He said that... I had a very difficult job keeping you guys in line, and he is correct. So
maybe if you stay sober once in a while.
Yes. Okay, let's move on to our podcast.
Going to my trailer.
Yeah.
Today's podcast is on Lynette Squeaky Frome. And
how did she get the name Squeaky?
I know. I will tell you in a minute.
We'll get to that. But Lynette Alice Squeaky Frome. I guess if my middle name was Alice, I'd probably want to be known as Squeaky, too. But anyway.
That's my mother's middle name.
Squeaky?
Yes.
Your mama named Squeaky?
Your mama's
yes,
named Squeaky?
Is. Yes.
Wow.
Is she Squeaky?
And does she listen to our podcast?
No.
Oh, okay. So, Lynette Alice Squeaky Frome was born on October 22nd, 1948. So, she's coming up on, what, 67, shortly?
Mm-hmm.
I believe she's dead.
No, she's not.
She's not dead.
She is alive.
She got cancer.
No.
Nope.
No, she's alive and well.
No, she got cancer.
Well, she may. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Shh.
She's an American, would-be assassin. She's known for attempting to assassinate U.S. President Gerald Ford back in September of 1975. That was 1 month before the Cincinnati Reds won the World Series.
Exactly.
Just pointing that out. I was 14 years old. She was also a member of the infamous Manson family that we'll get into. But anyway, she tried to kill...
We ain't getting into them. We'll talk about them.
We'll talk about
them. I don't want to get into them.
Okay, we'll just talk about them instead. But she was sentenced for her attempted assassination on President Ford. She was sentenced to life in prison, and she was actually paroled and released in August of 2009 after serving 34 years. Frome was born, as I said, in October 22nd, 1948, in Santa Monica, California. She came from what would seem to be a stable family. She was the daughter of Helen and William Frome, who was an aeronautical engineer. As a child, she was a performer, and she performed with a popular local dance group called the Westchester Lariats, which toured the United States and Europe and appeared on the Lawrence Welk Show.
Oh, once you hit Lawrence Welk,
you made it.
They performed at the White House as well.
And
at
the White House, although yeah. I don't think she would get security to come back.
Yeah, she went unarmed.
But she performed with them in their 1959 tour. But anyway, in 1963, when she would have been, 15 years old, the family moved to Redondo Beach, California, and she began drinking and taking drugs.
That's the downfall.
The wheel women.
Yeah, it's not good. And she was attending Renato Union High School, and her grades started to drop. But she did manage to graduate in 1966. She moved out of her parents' house for a few months before her father convinced her to, think about her future and get into college. So she went to El Camino Junior College. But that only lasted a few months, a couple months before she and her father got in an argument, and she basically left home, and she was basically rendered homeless at that point. She would have been about 18, 19 years old in Southern California in 1966.
So she ended up actually at Venice Beach, and that's where she met Chuck Manson.
Charlie!
Yes.
She met him, and they talked, and they found out that... They had a lot in common, a lot of the same ideas, and she just found him just captivating.
Did he have a swastika in the middle of his forehead?
Not at that time.
This was pre-swastika.
Okay. Yes. But, she found him just captivating. All the talk about, he talked about, you know, his thoughts and his beliefs and his feelings about life. And she found that just fascinating and amazing. So he asked her to join him and a girl named Mary Brunner to travel the country.
See the country. Well, she's already been touring with the
What else Lariats. Is there to see?
Right, right.
Been on Lawrence Welk. What else is there to see?
Exactly, exactly.
But she, of course, she quickly agreed because, you know, what else is she going to do? So she takes off with Chuck and this guy, this chick, Mary. And they went around and they just, you know, were recruiting people. And as the family grew, she seemed to hold an elite spot in the Manson hierarchy, such as it was.
Because she was squeaky.
Was she a crew leader?
Shut up. She could have been a crew leader. Ship supervisor.
Yeah. She was a capo in a Manson.
She kind of was. First of all, you know, she was very fortunate. Charlie was the only one that was allowed to sleep with her.
Oh, yeah.
So all the other girls kind of got passed around and pimped out when Charlie wanted different things.
As
and,
you should be.
And
so she
but
was
not
saved just for Charlie's.
But
pleasure.
Not squeaky. Yeah, she kind of. Yeah,
she was
his.
She was like the good pop at the house.
Yes, she was. She was like the good.
Yeah. Don't touch.
She was the good towel.
Yeah, she was the good towel. Yeah,
she was the good towel.
She was a good towel. She was the good cola.
Yeah.
She wasn't Special K. She was like Pepsi.
Yeah, she was Pepsi. She wasn't Faygo.
So.
The hate Pepsi.
The family, and I'm going to put that in air
They're
quotes.
They could be our sponsor.
They could be our sponsor.
Oh, wow.
But we're going to put the family.
You don't like their definition of family, apparently.
The family. They moved onto a place called Spawn Ranch. And Charlie assigned Lynn to Lynette, Squeaky,
This
whatever.
Is in Death Valley, right?
I don't know where that is,
it's
but I assume
Valley.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, first of all, you go over there going, like, you know.
I did. I read about it.
So.
God, why you insult a girl?
So,
I like how Brittany just comes right back at you.
She like,
read,
I'm reading
she
like
read
this.
About it 10 minutes ago. So.
At least I did it.
I didn't.
These young people today.
I know.
I respect.
But she got the job. She got charged with taking care of the 80-year-old George Spahn, the owner of the ranch, who was blind and... And she was, you know, the caretaker of the property. So he actually is eventually the one that gave her the name Squeaky because he would run his hand up her leg.
I bet he did.
And she would squeak. Well, he was blind. What kind of harm could he do? But he would run his hand up her leg.
Just because you're blind
squeak.
Does not give you a license to run your hand up a young lady's leg.
This
right?
True.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, if you're allowed to do that, I'll poke my eyes out now. That's
Jesus.
Acceptable.
So... But,
oh, sorry about that.
We'll see the colonel walking around with a cane.
With a cane.
Dark sunglasses.
With a cane, roping people. Oh, my bad.
I'm going to just make sure you walk and walk, and then there's a flight of stairs, and just forget to tell you.
I'll tell you what.
You remember how sweet she was when she started the show?
Yeah, she was.
I'm only joking.
So the rumor was that...
Yes. Back to Squeaky.
Yes, the rumor was actually that Squeaky took care of all the old man's needs.
All of the old man's needs.
Oh, yes. He's 80 years old. What kind of needs does he have?
I don't know. I guess everybody enjoys a BJ.
This is before Viagra. I mean, I'm wondering.
I don't know. Maybe
80-year-old man could still.
We're going to find out in about 30 years. We'll get back to you on it.
Yeah.
Chuck will find out before you do. So.
I don't mind taking. I'll take anything. Ginseng, whatever. But get back to school.
Ginseng. So, in October of 1969, the family was arrested for auto theft, and Squeaky was rounded up with everybody else. But by this time, some of the members had already participated in the murders at Sharon Tate's house.
The
LaBianca murders, yeah. And Squeaky didn't have anything to do with that, so she was released from prison. And with Manson in jail, Squeaky became the head of the family. She remained dedicated to Charlie and his cause. She put the big X on her forehead in support of him. The authorities did not like Squeaky or her ilk.
I bet they didn't.
Yeah.
So Manson and the other family members that participated in the Tate LaBianca. Is that how you say it?
Murders. LaBianca.
Yeah.
They were rounded up. Squeaky, I guess she got thrown in the can for a little bit because she wouldn't cooperate, but she was eventually released because she didn't have anything to do with the murders.
Squeaky didn't have anything to do with the murders, but she was really big on... She was one of the girls that sat inside and outside the courtroom screaming that Charlie was innocent with the X on her forehead and all these...
Yeah, if you ever
shaved their head.
They did shave their head. Yes, they did.
Which was not a bad look. They didn't look that bad.
She was arrested. She was arrested a bunch of times having to do with their actions during that. She got arrested on contempt of court, trespassing, loitering.
She's generally making an ass out of herself.
She did. And she... Well, and this is kind of my favorite... she laced a hamburger.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
And gave it to an ex-family member named Barbara Hoyt. And she laced it with an overdose of LSD.
So yeah, this was like the height of the counterculture, too, wasn't it? It was like in the late 60s, California. So
yeah.
It was 1971.
Well, I mean, everyone's dropping acid and...
They still are, for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she, you know, she continued to, she followed Charlie and what Charlie
was
doing.
So what happened back in this hamburger? Who did she give this hamburger
to? She gave it to an ex-family member. I guess there was a family member that, you know, left and...
Wanted out or something?
She was out.
So and she was never charged with anything on it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was arrested on charges.
Okay.
For that. I don't know how much time she ever spent in there, but it looks like not very long. Yeah, it looks like not very long. In March of 71, Manson and his co-defendants in the Tate LaBianca murders were sentenced to death, and they later actually got it changed over to a life sentence. But Squeaky went ahead and she moved to San Francisco because Manson got transferred over to San Quentin. And she petitioned to see him, but prison officials would never allow her to. And then when Manson moved to Folsom, she followed him and lived in Stockton.
So she, wherever he gets transferred, she's just like going to the nearest city.
She's all over it. So okay. She lived in Stockton, where she met up with some people that
ne'er-do-wells.
They were ne'er-do-wells. They were, and so I believe that's Charles.
Well, and one of them. She met up with, I'm trying to find the person's name, was a crazy Patty Hearst fanatic. So she hooks up with them, and now she's in Sacramento, and she becomes a crazy-ass tree hugger. I mean, just crazier than hell. She's all about the environment and pollution and everything.
Oh, that's not a bad thing, necessarily.
But did you talk about the Willets? Is this where you talk about the Willets? Or did we skip the Willets?
I'm just skipping the Willets altogether.
Well, no, let's don't skip the Willets. It's an important part of the story. The Willets were...
I can talk about them.
Please.
Okay.
I got the assassination.
Okay, I'm sorry. This isn't a murder. There was a murder. She was involved in another murder.
There's some
murder.
Things going on here. Yeah. Okay, so she... She lived in a home in Stockton with Nancy Pittman, these two ex-cons, and this couple named James and Lauren Willett. Why all these freaking people are in this house? Whatever. But one of the prosecutors believed... Oh, the prosecutors actually believed that the Willetts were responsible for the death of defense lawyer Ronald Hughes. So this is a house full of...
Ne'er-do-wells.
Ne'er-do-wells and just some badass people.
Yeah, because there were also some... some guys that were involved with the Aryan Nation, ex-convicts, right?
Mm-hmm, those ex-cons were. In November of 72, James and Lauren Willett were found dead.
Uh-oh.
And Squeaky and four others were arrested for the murders. After the four confessed to the crime, Squeaky was released. So Squeaky never confessed to anything, but the four people that she happened to be staying with...
They were part of that Aryan Nation.
Arrested and convicted.
Yeah. Squeaky was used to taking the heat. She could take the interrogation.
Well, no, she was, like, always on the verge of all these... Like, she was, you know, part of the Manson family. They had the Tate murders. She's
always on the outside.
Yeah.
Just out on the fringe.
Yeah, she's never exactly involved, but she's always there. And one of the things about these Willets, they found their body buried, and the guy's hand was like...
Was up. I think they found the girl underneath the house where they'd just thrown her, they'd buried...
Yeah, so this couple were killed, and they were killed. Yeah, they were killed.
They were killed?
Come on, give me a break. They were killed. They were murdered by these ne'er-do-wells that she was hanging out with, who were part of the Aryan Nation, and they arrested her for a short time, but they didn't have.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Let her go.
They have no evidence that she was involved.
So then she takes off.
Not to retire or anything.
No. She's gone. She moves to Sacramento.
She keeps going.
And she moves in with a girl named Sandra Good. And those two begin the International People's Court of Retribution.
Oh.
Yeah.
That
I would like to be a member of that.
What's still going on today?
It's a fictitious organization.
Oh, it's fictitious. I guess it's not.
And they used it to scare corporate executives into believing that they were on a large terrorist organization's hit list because they polluted the environment. So now she's decided, well, she's going to be a tree hugger.
Yeah, this is what
Beth
was getting to.
But not to be, you know, not to leave Manson around, not to leave Manson behind.
Yeah, of course.
Do you have this part where she's in the Organization of the Rainbows or whatever?
I got the assassination. How many times I got to tell you this?
Sorry. Okay. So Manson starts himself a new religion.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Called the Order of the Rainbow.
Oh, wow.
And he recruits the girls as nuns for his new religion.
Oh.
Ain't Mary a virgin in the group either.
No. But as nuns, Squeaky and this other chick are forbidden from having sex, watching violent movies, and smoking, and they were required to dress in long hooded robes.
Appropriate.
You know, Manson.
Seems like a nun to me.
Yeah. He renamed Squeaky Red, and her job was to save the redwoods.
Because she has red hair.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Or it was because she was required to save the redwoods.
It was both. She had red hair. I think he just saw her head and said, okay, you're red.
And then, Good was renamed Blue because of her blue eyes.
Yeah, and the ocean.
And the ocean.
Red.
In the sky.
Yeah, Charlie Manson is all over the damn place. Have you ever listened to him? He just rambles, and you can't understand
what he's only about 5'3".
You can never tell.
Can't nobody pick him for sports.
Didn't he live in Cincinnati for a while?
He's from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
He was born here.
Even
right
I knew
outside
that.
In Addison.
Young Brittany knew that.
Even Young Brit knew that. Yeah.
She was very committed to her environmental work.
Apparently.
She's a do-gooder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
she was turning her life around.
Oh, she really was, but she wanted to make Charlie proud.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so she found out that President Gerald Ford was coming to town.
But wait a minute, before we get to that, did you get the part about Jimmy Page?
I saw it. It's not in here, but I saw it.
So what happens is she, in 1975, March of 1975, the assassination takes place in September. So March of 1975, Led Zeppelin is on their American concert tour. And Squeaky contacts Danny Goldberg, who's the vice president of the band's record company, at a hotel in Los Angeles. And she's trying to get to meet Jimmy Page because she had some
premonition that something, if you know, well, Squeaky Foam has a premonition something bad's going to happen to you, probably she was not.
She's better than a lady with crystal ball.
So she, but Goldberg says, you know, I can't, look, I won't even talk to him till tomorrow night. So Fromm responded, no, tomorrow night will be too late. So he told her that he would deliver a message if she would commit to writing, which I guess she did, but then he burned it. So, but nothing ever happened to that. I just thought that was kind of a unique
story. So you took us down a dead end?
To a rabbit hole, yeah. Okay, that brings us up to September of 1975, 1 month before the Reds won the World Series.
Well, we got to go back to July, because in July, California, now the governor, Jerry Brown, there's this big, big conference.
Who is also the governor now?
He's the governor now, yeah. He's got longevity.
Yeah, he used to smoke pot. He dated Linda Ronstadt.
No, yeah.
He's opposed to pot now.
So anyway, he's supposed to show up at this group for this breakfast, but he decides not to. So they ask Gerald Ford to do it. Well, Squeaky Froome decides, because Ford had vetoed some stuff on the environment, she decides Ford must pay. So she goes to, Ford comes to Sacramento. Squeaky Froome gets a .45 caliber gun, a 1911, gets in the crowd, walks up to Ford, pull the trigger, nothing happened. She forgot to chamber a round. You can't give a woman a gun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and she would say, and she was like, what's the big deal? It didn't go off.
Yeah, it didn't go off. It ain't like I shot the guy. And you know what she pointed? Right at his crotch. She was 2 feet away from the man.
Oh, that would
point
not,
right
that would not have been good.
Well, maybe that's...
No, they would have called him Squeaky.
She didn't want to kill him. She just wanted to, you know...
Wanted to de-jewel the man, but the gun didn't go off.
Betty would not have been happy.
No, Betty would not have.
She would have taken to the drink.
Yep.
Oh, man, that's so bad. That is so bad. At least she took to the drink anyway, regardless.
Now, this poor bastard...
Betty Ford Clinic.
So, yeah.
It was named after his wife.
Who's an alcoholic.
Yeah. Oh.
But she recovered, thus.
She recovered.
With the name of the clinic.
There's a commercial.
17 days later, this poor bad. Now, Ford, he just go about his business. He liked the Archduke of wherever.
Yeah,
just like, nothing happened. Because he seen, and it's funny because later Ford said, I seen her in the crowd with the bright red dress on. She wore it.
Yeah, there was a giveaway.
And then,
she probably wore a bright red dress for assassination.
It was like a nun's outfit.
Well, that's right. It's not easy to conceal. It was a big 1911.
I don't think it was thought through.
No. Oh, it was thought through.
I can't imagine.
She had this thing strapped to her thigh. So when he came up, she just hiked up her
The blind man would have found it.
Oh, the blind man would have got it. But she would have, But anyway, so she pulled a gun out.
Yeah.
Don't chamber her around. Fire everybody here just a click, click, click.
Yeah.
The Secret Service, you know, they're on top of her.
Right.
Yeah.
They was probably looking out for the woman in the red nun's garb.
It's probably a suspicious
That came
thing.
Over the wire.
Probably.
And then, so the Secret Service beat the hell out of her. She go to trial.
We don't know they beat the hell out of her.
Yeah, if you see the footage, they beat the hell out of her.
There's footage?
Well, it ain't like it happened in 18... It ain't like Lincoln assassination, for Christ's sake.
They had cameras.
It was in 1975.
I remember when they had
movie pictures. Moving pictures they had in 1975.
They moved really fast, but they...
Yeah. I don't know. How old were you in 75?
I was 11 years old.
I was 14. I remember when.
I was one. So, okay. Suck it.
Yeah, so then I know more
and
about
she
this.
Was not
so
born.
Quiet down, woman.
Not here.
Yeah. These assassination attempts happened. There was two. Happened. All right. I'm sorry, girl.
Could you let him have his chicken?
So the poor bastard, 17 days later, Ford, it's like he got a bullseye on his back.
This isn't a thing about Ford. This is all about Squeaky Froome.
Well, it's history. It's history.
Yeah, it's part of history.
Did you try again?
17 days later, somebody else tried to kill him.
Sarah Jane Moore,
who's a friend or a follower of Patty Hearst.
Yeah.
So and these are women. So, all these women are trying to kill him.
Well, you know what they have in common? All these
women.
Assassins.
PMS.
Well, these are
PMS.
Women.
PMS.
But they're young.
Yeah.
They're young. John Wilkes Booth, Lee Harvey Oswald, these two nuts, Gabrielle Princip, all young.
Mm-hmm.
Old people don't do that. Because you know why? Because
we don't care.
One, we don't care. Two, we know whoever you kill, they're going to replace with someone who will just be
just
bad or the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Three, we don't have energy to do all that. And four,
we don't want to spend the rest of our remaining years in the pokey.
This is what I don't understand.
Plus, about, the colonel way too pretty for jail.
Yeah, you would be sodomized.
Angels
yeah,
would not would be have cuddling. A problem there. Angels would not be holding your balls at that
nope,
point.
No, no more angels.
It'd be devils.
You would be sodomized.
I don't
repeatedly.
That is not a good no.
It's not a good picture.
But this is what I don't understand, and maybe somebody can help me with this because I don't get it. Is that I've seen at no point. Is Charles Manson coherent, really? I'm just,
no, he's rant. Oh,
he rants and he rambles and yeah. he carries on and nah, nah, nah.
Yeah.
And so how lost do you need to be where you see this guy, and I get that you want to belong somewhere and you want to belong in a community, and I get that.
All right, at the risk of being sued, let me tell you. There was this guy I grew up with. I'm not going to say his name.
But then how are we going to get sued?
Well, we're not. That's why I'm not giving his name. But he was the same way. I mean, he just rambled and talked incoherently and talked bullshit most of the time. And he had his little group that kind of followed him. Now, he wasn't going out and killing people or ordering people to be killed.
Right.
Lazy bastard.
But it wouldn't have been beyond the scope of, you know, it wouldn't have been beyond the imagination for him to do that. But you have people who are like, you know, that are weird and don't have any friends, and then this person is like kind of befriends them and is nice to them.
You think, see, your mistake here is you're thinking everybody is as well adjusted as we are.
Yeah. Not everyone is as well adjusted as me and the colonel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but no, but the thing is, I mean, not everybody that, I mean, there are very well educated, well liked people that join.
The crazy cults.
Cults. And, you know,
because they're missing something.
I get that they're missing something, but what, I mean, to just sit there and, I mean, let's, and just Charles Manson or Jones.
Jim
the Jones. Kool-Aid. Jim Jones.
James Earl Jones.
No.
Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby Jones.
But I mean, you had, you know, this guy, Jim Jones had, I mean, this
Brittany's
huge.
Like, who's Barnaby Jones?
Don't worry about it.
I'm learning.
But Jim Jones, I mean, had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that all killed themselves because he gave the word.
Yeah, but
and
you know,
that's where the term drink the Kool-Aid comes
from. Yeah, right. It is. But, you know, they all didn't kill themselves.
A lot of them didn't know.
A lot of them were murdered. I mean,
I know. Yeah, they. Yeah, but I mean, how lost?
Yeah, but they joined and yeah.
Yeah, how and moved to that little island with all these people and
it was Guyana. It wasn't an island, but yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
they moved to a little place.
Yeah, South America.
Jonesboro.
Jonestown.
Guyana.
Jonestown. Thank you.
Jonesboro's another town.
I know, but you know, just how. Yeah. How do you look at this guy and go, you know, this is the guy that's got the secrets to the universe right here. This guy's got it together. I'm going with him because he knows things that nobody else does.
But you know what? Since we started doing this podcast, I have people come up to me.
No, you haven't.
And I have
a little following.
And it's like they'll say, Colonel, what does it all mean?
They don't say that.
What does it all mean?
They don't.
And, It's a terrible burden to carry, and Charlie Manson, he was a crazy man, but I feel for him because it's a terrible burden to have all these people depend on.
But we look at him now, and everybody's like, you know, nobody would follow him because he's just a nut job.
I bet people would follow him.
I bet there's still people that follow him.
You got the woman that wanted to marry him not too long ago, right? Yeah.
Well, but she wanted him to be a sideshow.
She wanted his junk when he died. I mean,
yeah, I mean, she wanted him to be to make money.
We have more discussions on post-mortem junk on this podcast.
Yeah, there's a lot of I got to add one thing to Squeaky Frome.
Okay, well, we got to go on a Young Britney's part.
She got sentenced to life in jail.
Yeah.
In prison.
Yes.
Then she escaped.
Yeah, wait a minute. That's Young Britney's part.
We can touch on that. Go ahead. Finish your sentence.
So they escaped. And they added time to her sentence.
Yeah.
So she got life plus added time.
Right.
That happens to a lot of people.
Plus what happened. Extra time.
Tell us what happened.
And then...
Two life sentences.
Here you go, Brittany. Tell me. Because as my friend Inigo Montoya say... You keep using that word life, but I do not think it means what you think it means. Yeah.
So in 1979,
Before we go back, she was sentenced to life.
Yeah, she was sentenced to life.
Plus extra time.
We'll get to why she had some extra time.
A timeout.
Yeah, I guess we'll go with that, a timeout. But she was transferred out of the Federal Correctional Institute in Dublin, California, for attacking a fellow inmate, Julian, and that was with a claw end of a hammer.
That would hurt.
Yeah,
and it's much more effective
than the other end of it.
Yeah, how do you get a hammer?
Yeah,
well, they got a prison workshop.
Yeah, but
if she had a hammer,
she would hammer in the morning.
Hammer in the morning.
It doesn't say anything about if that person, if she killed them or no, she if they
didn't
had
kill
any.
She didn't kill them. She just attacked them.
She just attacked them. She had a scar.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's scarred for life.
So that was in
1979. Okay. So because of that, she was transferred.
The year I graduated high school. Just the same. 79. I'm sorry, Brittany.
Yeah, it's okay. She was transferred to federal prison camp.
Okay, so she went to federal prison camp.
In West Virginia. And
almost heaven.
Yes, and she escaped from there because she was attempting to meet up with Manson because she heard that he had cancer. She was then
Ball cancer.
Yeah, you're right.
Testicular cancer.
Yeah, nothing worse than ball cancer.
Well, the pecker cancer.
I knew we'd have a conversation about this if I said testicular.
Okay, so she heard a rumor that he had testicular cancer, and she was going to escape, so she escaped.
Yes.
What kind of network do you have where you hear that?
I thought you had ball cancer, so I'm going to go say bye. How did she hear that from?
If I had ball cancer, I'd be screaming. Everyone would know.
You'd tell everybody?
Yeah, but from the other side of the country?
People talk.
And it would hurt. So people in Colorado hear me yell and be like, what the hell are they yelling about?
God.
Okay, so she hears he's got cancer, and she decides she wants to escape to be with him, and she...
Yes.
She escapes somehow
and
from
she
this
did,
prison.
But she was captured 2 days later.
Now, this is the odd thing. To me, this is the odd thing. This occurred in 1987.
Yes.
So this is 20 years since she's even seen Charlie Manson, right?
So she's still got this weird...
Oh, she is loyal as any beagle you ever met. I don't even believe Rudy holed out that long.
She's nuttier than squirrel shit, and she should have been given some mental counseling while she was in the pen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe she was.
Yeah, she was then taken to the Federal Medical Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
So now she's in Texas.
Yes. So she went from California to West Virginia to Texas.
These prisoners travel more. I mean, they've been more places.
Go to prison, see the world.
Like in the army.
Right. Yeah, I don't understand why are they transferred all around like that.
So that's a federal... She's in federal prison there. I imagine she got transferred because
she... Pound me in the ass prison.
Because she's probably escaped, I imagine. They've decided that they want to get her put somewhere else.
It can't be that hard to escape from a West Virginia prison. I mean, they just put up chicken wire.
Chicken wire. She can get around that, I guess.
I apologize to our West Virginia listeners.
West Virginia is almost heaven.
Yeah. Blue Ridge Mountains.
Why is it almost heaven?
That's the state motto.
Is it?
Oh, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah Valley.
Shenandoah
River. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Life's old, Dad.
Older than the trees.
Younger than the mountains.
You feel it in the breeze. I don't know.
No one like a breeze.
What? Go ahead.
That's okay.
It's a John Denver song. You don't know.
It is.
I don't know much.
Okay, go ahead. That's okay. You're young. We're dying. Go ahead.
So she became eligible for parole in 1985.
1985?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Okay. You're right. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And so she was entitled by federal law to a mandatory hearing after 30 years.
Entitled and shit.
But could waive that hearing and apply for a release at a later date. She was then granted parole in July of 2008, but was not released because of the extra time added to her sentence in 1987
for
prison escape. So when Colonel said that she did have added time, he was correct.
So they gave the girl life and said, yeah, we're going to let you out of the life sentence, but that extra time you got to do.
Yeah,
we were serious about it. Yeah. We were just kind of joking about the life sentence, but the extra time he was serious about it.
She served the mandatory period to be eligible for parole, but she still had to serve out the time she got for the escape, right?
But usually at the sentence, isn't it life, like a life sentence without parole or a life sentence with parole? So do we know, was it without parole? She had to be with parole.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of the things about her trial,
if she shot his junk, she would be still be put.
And she'd probably in she'd still be in there, and he'd have been squeaky. But and one of the interesting things about her trial, President Ford testified via video in the trial for the defense, And it's the first time a president has ever testified in a criminal trial.
Really? He for the defense?
Forever. I mean, he was
Why did he testify for the defense? What did he say?
I believe that they asked where she was. What they were trying to do was say she wasn't trying to kill him. He could see very clearly where the gun was pointed, and was it pointed at his chest, his head, his junk.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was pointed below my waist, between my legs.
Okay, and that would be in the junk area.
But he's not
that
the one.
That is in the junk area.
Was it him? It wasn't him that had to have the.
It was in the junkyard.
Yeah, but was he the one that had to have extra room put in his pants?
That was Johnson.
Okay.
That's why they called it the Johnson.
Of course it was.
Okay.
So the last thing pretty much to wrap it up is she was released on parole from the Federal Medical Center on August 14th of 2009, and she did move to Marcy, New York.
Okay. So she's out now. So if you're in Marcy, say hello to Squeaky Forest. Right?
Yeah, or just stay away from her.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
She's going to be a crazy-ass woman walking around the
room. Well, I mean, she's, what, almost 70 now.
Tell her to listen to this podcast.
I think she's 67 now, I think, yeah. I think she's 48, so what would that be? She'd be 67 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, this up.
Damn, she ain't much.
She was in there for 34 years, right?
Yeah, 34 years. 34 years. Okay, great.
That's, she turned into a man in prison, basically, because she hit her 40.
Well, maybe she, you know, maybe she found Jesus. Maybe she became sane or something.
Maybe she turned her life around.
Yeah. But as I said,
she didn't.
When you're old.
She's still looking for Charlie.
When you're old, you don't do crazy
shit. I would bet my left one that she's out close to wherever Charlie's in prison.
Well, they say she's in New York, so I imagine she gets on the visitors list.
Well, no, but she doesn't have to as long as they're close. She can feel his vibe.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
With enough LSD, she can feel him.
Yeah. I do got to give a shout out to our sponsor.
I got
to
say,
I got a new sponsor.
Well, that's fine. Before you do, I just want to say whatever she did, it worked. Well, there are still redwood trees in California.
There are redwood trees.
Good for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
She accomplished something.
Yeah. I'm sorry, we had a sponsor, Colonel?
WD-40.
Okay.
If Squeaky would have had some WD-40, they'd be calling her Lynn.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Young Brittany, do you have any final thoughts on would-be assassin Lynette Squeaky Frome?
I do not.
She's kind of flaky.
Yeah, right? I'm going to look into if she's looking for Charlie.
Okay, you look into that. And young Brandy?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, what? Do you have any comments of young Lynette Squeaky Frome?
No, I have nothing. She was a nut job. She's
give
still
me shout
job.
Outs.
Just your mother.
What about to Noah?
Just your mom, Trebek.
Hey, Dottie.
Okay, and the Colonel.
I think I got any and everything. Again, I'd like to thank WD-40. I would like to ask you again to stop by iTunes and give us a favorable review if you like the show.
And to check out our new show, which is called...
Our new show. Dude, that's some weird shit right there.
I don't think that's the title. Brandy, what's the title?
Dude, that's weird.
Dude.
It helps if you're high when you listen to it.
Yes. Check us out, Dude, That's Weird, on the Facebook page. Check out us, History Dweebs Facebook page. Check us out on iTunes. Leave us reviews. Send us money. Whatever. We'll take it.
I should add, you can now send money via Facebook.
No, you cannot. Well, you might be able to, but don't send it to us. Do not send any money to us.
No, I'm just saying if somebody wanted to make a donation to the Colonel campaign.
Can you really send
the young
look
Brittany
on your, go to your messenger.
Oh, Jesus.
It's got a little.
You know how women all over the world will want me to be sending money.
I sent somebody a dollar yesterday.
I would like to run against the Colonel.
You're going to run against him?
I think so.
She is going to run against you, Colonel.
Look here, girl.
I got
well, maybe she's young.
Look here,
she's
girl.
Attractive. You're old. You're not.
I will crush you. I will crush you.
Nah.
She's got energy. She net that, you know.
She got
we're
going to
get our
things.
Listeners in on it.
She got a lot of things, but I know people. Okay.
I mean, you know, she's a new generation.
I'm fresh. I'm young.
She's fresh. She's young.
She's got
she's
high most of the damn time.
What?
Yeah, high most of the time.
Are we going to have the high underwear conversation?
Yeah, she don't wear underwear half the time. So, do you want a president that ain't got no drawers? Do you want a president stand down Putin without...
Do you want me to edit this?
So, no. Now we're arguing.
Okay.
And
we're having a debate.
There will be more our next podcast. That's for damn sure.
Okay, but do you want to address his accusations that you don't wear underwear?
I would like to tell you that thanks for repeating that. And...
You have no comment at this time.
I was hoping that nobody heard it the first time. And, no, I have no comment.
At this time.
I will address that at our next
you
debate.
You do not want to address the undergarment scandal.
Well, you got new underwear. I already own underwear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I had underwear before that.
I did, too.
I've got underwear older than Brittany. All right, everyone. We'll see you next time on History Dweebs.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.